Should you be doing video for your podcast? This topic actually came up in a Facebook group where I'm involved in during this past week. And my answer to the question varied greatly from the original poster. The original poster posted a quote from an interview he did with an audio RSS feed hosting company CEO who said, you don't have to worry about video if you're a podcaster. Audio is plenty. And he really wanted to make people feel not guilty and didn't want them to feel pressure to do video like a lot of people feel pressured to do. So today I thought we could have an honest discussion about whether video would pay off for you and your podcast and whether you should really be doing it. And I can't have an honest conversation about video podcasting without recognizing that it is a very different experience for women versus men when it comes to video. If you're a guy, you can wake up in the morning and still be in bed, bedhead, unshaven, maybe not even have a shirt on, and you can pick up your phone right off your nightstand and you can turn it on and record yourself and say something amazing. And your followers will be like, bro, that is fire. Or cool, man, keep it up. This is exactly what you need to be telling us or what I needed to hear from you. And you get all kind of support for being like genius first thing in the morning. Whenever women pick up the video camera, and if we tried to do the same thing, number one, if we did it while we were still in bed, we would be accused of trying to be seductive, or we would have other women that would be trying to crucify us because we hadn't taken off our makeup from the night before, or we hadn't washed our face, or we hadn't brushed our hair, maybe that we hadn't even made the bed yet or done something that is the pressure that we feel to feel like we've got our stuff together. And we wouldn't be able to do those same videos that men do because even women are cruel to each other when it comes to being critical of how we come across on video. And I've seen it before in the, you know, some of the mastermind groups I'm in where women will point to a certain creator. And to be honest, most often it's a creator that's creating more than they are and probably ahead of them. And they see how she might show up after she's come out of the gym with no makeup on, or maybe she's got a hat on or her hair's in a ponytail. And they say, so-and-so just doesn't even fix up. Come on, at least try a little. And so we get this kind of mean girl vibe from other women trying to create content. Additionally, for women, we also feel like we have to have the perfect house or the perfect background or the perfect office or Instagram perfect whatever. And we have to do all these things before we get on video. And we let that barrier get in our way. We let that hold us back way more than the guys do, because guys will just go in any old dirty old place, the gym, the locker room, wherever, and start filming. And hey, they're good to go. And women, it becomes a whole production. You've got to have the perfect hair day. You've got to have no blemishes. You've got to have your makeup on. You've got to have the house done. I mean, I'm recording this. I'm not even at my house. I'm at my in-law's house. I've been staying with them the past few months, but I can't let where I am stop my content creation efforts. So I'm sitting here in the living room, dining room area, the only place I can find to get a quiet moment to record, and I still have to create content. And the thing is, we as podcasters are many times put on the spot with video. Like I've heard so many of my clients say, "Ooh, I don't want to introduce video into my podcast because then that means I have to get on makeup every time, or I have to do whatever, I have to make, you know, change my office background, or I have to get a one of those." What do you call them? Like a false wall kind of thing, or it's like a barrier that they can't see the mess behind it, but they can only see like the little screen or whatever that you have. And so there's a lot of pressure to create the perfect image on video for women. And I want to acknowledge that. I want to also acknowledge that I feel that pressure too. I understand that I'm not a 22-year-old beauty queen, and I'm not someone that you're looking at for eye candy. But I also understand if I didn't make the attempt to put on makeup, if I didn't draw my eyebrows back in, if I didn't fix my hair and I didn't shower and I didn't even try, that it would present a barrier for you actually listening to my content. So I want to remove as many barriers as possible as I can today. Can't make myself a 22-year-old supermodel, but I could only be the chubby middle-aged white woman that I am and present to you on video. So I'm not going to let that stop me, and I would encourage you not to let it stop you either. So today I really want to cover four main reasons why you want to incorporate video for your podcast. Most of you are already recording video on Zoom anyway. You have a better conversation when you can see each other. You don't interrupt as much and you feel like you have more of a connection and you feel like someone's actually more engaged in the conversation when you actually have them on video. So you're already creating video content, but many of you aren't using it for your podcast or anything related to your podcast. And that's a missed opportunity. So that's point number one. When you record video for your podcast content, you have far more options when it comes to repurposing your content for your social media and for the distribution of your content in general. We have many clients where they record video long form for their podcast, but we don't really actually put the long form video in its entirety on their YouTube channel. Maybe we do chapters and put them on as 5-minute videos, or maybe we just fill up their shorts feed with, you know, 15 different clips from a longer form video, but that goes to their shorts feed in YouTube, and then it also goes to their social channels, and maybe it even goes to their TikTok. You just have a lot more options when you record video content than you do when you record audio content. And that's sort of the name of the game, is being able to create one sort of anchor piece of content that from there you can just sort of waterfall out little other pieces of content that you want to float out to your other social channels or places like TikTok or YouTube or places like that. Number two, and this is going to hurt some of you podcasters, and I don't want to make you feel bad. And I understand, like, as a podcaster myself, I know there are times when I've gotten lazy and there are times whenever we tend to do the lazy way out. And so I'm not saying this to offend you, but I'm saying it to reassure you. Many times a talking head video, in other words, you and your guest on Zoom, are not going to be the most compelling type of video to watch on YouTube. And with that being said, you might think, well, why should we even record it? Why are we even going to do anything with it? With the right video editing, and you know what the right video editing for YouTube is a whole different ball of wax, but I can give you some ideas. With the right video editing on that interview, it can actually become a highly engaged video and a fun video to watch on YouTube. It's never going to be just, you know, slap your intro on it, slap your outro on it, and air it from start to finish on YouTube with no edits. It's never going to be that. But with the right video editor, which is, I mean, something obviously my company does and we know about. And so you'll see even with this video, we've got B-roll in it where things are moving every 30 seconds or so. There's some sort of movement. There's some sort of graphic. There's some sort of annotation that comes up that's happening with the video, because YouTube needs that to keep you interested. But that can also be done with your longer form video content. So even though you wouldn't just go, here's my 55-minute video interview, and that's the mistake a lot of podcasters make, is they just slap a 55-minute video of two talking heads up on YouTube and wonder why it hasn't garnered 100,000 views, and it's because you haven't made it watchable in YouTube world. And that's what good video editing will do. So I say that to say you don't have to create separate content. You can just hire a good editor. We can do it for you if you need us to, and make that YouTube long form video something that is easily consumable and engaging with the video watcher, so that they're going to listen and watch longer for your long form video content on YouTube. So that's number two. Number three. Why in the world do you want to put yourself on YouTube? You're not a YouTuber. You're a podcaster, right? And many times people confuse this when we talk about video podcasts. There is such a thing as a video podcast feed. And when you go to Apple or you go to other podcast distribution platforms, you can choose to watch the video of somebody that's doing a video podcast feed or someone that's doing just audio. You can do just an audio feed. But most of the time, we have the most leverage with video and the video from our podcast when we actually put it on YouTube. So one thing you need to understand is that YouTube is the second largest search platform in the world, second only to Google. And you also have to remember that Google actually owns YouTube. So more often than not, you're going to automatically qualify for more organic traffic when your videos and your YouTube content and your podcast and your blog post and all of those play into a very rich Google algorithm to bring up lots of your ideal listeners who are looking for your content. So whether they're listeners on YouTube, you're not going to get credit for that in your RSS feed, but you will get people finding you because of the search value of your videos. So you want to open up more organic traffic and not have to pay for all the traffic that you get. Put your stuff on YouTube. That's how you're going to get that to happen. And number four, and it's so funny because I can remember back in the day, I can remember us saying 2013 is the year of video. And we were all podcasting at that point in time going, 2013 is the year of video. Oh my God, we've got to do video. But really, that was before Vine. That was before some of these other short form video platforms came along. They've come and they've gone and they've left us behind. And you can see even with the audio platforms like Clubhouse and other places, like no one's doing Clubhouse anymore. But many times, we want to ignore the things that we feel like are too hard or too difficult to accomplish. And I'll tell you that you as a content creator, ignore video at your own peril. We're just in a day and age where video is so highly consumable. TikTok is there. It's getting tons of views, millions and billions of views every single day. YouTube is there, the shorts feed. Even now you've got platforms like Facebook and Instagram having reels and other things. Like video is here to stay. And if you choose to only compete in the audio realm, then you're ignoring 75% of the ways that people could find you. So it's not about, do I have to have video to have a successful podcast? Because video isn't necessarily going to be correlative to your podcast stats or your podcast download. It's, do you want to have more success at what you're doing, at whatever you're trying to drive traffic to through your podcast and through your video? You'll have more success if you use video in combination with audio. But we want to make it easy and just want to make one piece, one really good piece of video content that can then be edited in a certain way to make it YouTubeable, and then also edited in a certain way to make it TikTokable and Reelsable and all these other places where we have short form video. And if you can create one piece of content that can do that and knock out all of those platforms, why would you not do it? You're basically taking one thing and minimizing your impact of it by not getting on the video channels. So I'm going to plea for a little bit of grace for other video creators, other especially female video creators who want to be hard on each other and we want to be mean girls and we want to compare ourselves and we want to say she has no business being on video or whatever, or she has a face for radio, right? We've heard that before. But knowing that video is going to open up many, many doors for you when it comes to people finding your content. And that's the name of the game, to be found. So if you have enjoyed this content today, I'm going to ask you a favor. I'd like you to subscribe to the channel. And I'd like you to, if you're on YouTube, click the notification button and so the bell there so you can get notified when we put out new videos that we do every Monday. But also, if you follow me on social channels, I am on a, let's just call it a challenge. I've been challenged by a couple of people in our mastermind to create daily video content for a year. The statement was brought to us and was made that if you create daily publishing videos for your content every single day for a year, it will change your business. And I'm starting a lot of my platforms at zero for this very specific purpose. My Facebook had to be started over. I started a separate YouTube channel for this and it started at zero. And so whether we have, you know, 25 subscribers or 225 subscribers, it's all going to be part of the growth process. So if you'd like to follow me along at that, I don't have a big built-in platform. And so you'll see how long it takes and how hard it is to get traction on any of the channels. But my TikTok is new, my Instagram is new, my Facebook is new, and also my YouTube is brand new. So what will happen whenever you take brand new channels for all of these things and begin creating daily content for them for a year? You want to see what happens to my business? Follow along on the journey and you'll be able to see. And I'll share it with you exactly how it's changing my business. So I hope this has been helpful for you and I'll see you back here next week.